Okay, so we're holding here in, we started last time the first pshat in Mashchein Achrecham Narutza, the Psukim. He spoke about Teres Eretz Yisrael, spoke about the Bechinas Tam V'Reach and so on. And we're holding over here with the Mashchein Achrecham Narutza. I think Dova Acher, in the sort of, it's the middle of his second, in the middle of his first pirush, he has a Dova Acher, because he's going to have his second pirush a bit later. Dova Acher akol alosid lavoi. Mashcheni akrecha narutza, pirush ki losid lavoi, yoimru kol ha'umis beis Yaakov l'chu v'neilcha bar Hashem, v'zeo sh'omro k'nes yisrael kodesh baruch mashcheni ata rak oisi alecha, so Lemaisa, the big nafgemina between Lasid Lavoi and Bizman Azeh, Bizman Azeh, the only interaction of the Shechina is with Kal Yisrael. So it's all the bits and pieces revolve around Kal Yisrael. With the Umas Olam, there's Kemat no Hisaskus. There's no real Hisaskus with Umas Olam. Masha'ein kein lasid lavoi, it's Mashchein Achrech v'Narutza. Klal Yisrael will schlep along everyone else. Ve'oz Achrech v'Narutza kulam gam ha'umos. So the Seder HaDvarim is going to be, and this is sort of a way to reconcile the different Chazal. If everybody is going to lasid lavoi be wonderful and good in the world, will there be a chiluk between Yisrael and Umos Ha'olam? I mean, everybody's going to be Jewish, so to speak. So the answer is, everyone will be, you know, Yatu Shechem Echad, Lavdecha, but it's going to be Klal Yisrael as the Moishech, and everybody comes along with them. Klal Yisrael is going to be the proactive or the active agent, and everyone else is going to come along with them. The Haviyane Melech Hadarav, it's also Azachach Nehutzukul Ngomus, it's part of Klal Yisrael's Bakasha, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, you know, that Tikkun Olam, that's the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we mispalel on Lasid Lavoi, that's what we have to mispalel. And that's why Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, where we have that, we're that darga, we mispalel that they should come also. But we want us, the Veneflino Aniva Mecha, is going to be that we're the ones that are pulling them. That's Nika, the Hevdel between Yisrael and Musaylam. So the Hevdel is not in what they're doing, the Hevdel is in who's the doer and who's not. Like the difference when you have a two-wheel drive, a four-wheel drive. So a two-wheel drive means there are two wheels that are moving, the other ones are schlepping along. So they're all going at the same speed. I have a car that the two front wheels are going different speed than two back wheels. But the question is which wheels are driving and which wheels are schlepping along. Hevi ani hamelech hadarav. And now this is going on Lasid Lavoi, Pirush. Kemoish ata ve'ani ha'melech ha'dorah b'tzias Mitzrayim, kein tas gam ata v'tovayis ha'etz Yisrael, u'tegala li razi teira sham. So Lasid Lavoi, that should also, you should bring me in and ha'etz Yisrael b'megala razi teira. So again, we had it before, we spoke about the kesher of ha'etz Yisrael and razi teira last time. Here the pshat is takes on another significance. So then we spoke about the mile of Eretz Yisrael over other umas, over other aratzes in terms of Torah and so on. Here is another knach to it. We have a certain conundrum. Lasid Lavoi, if there's no new Torah, then in what way is it a new tkufa? The chiddush of Achrus Hayomim being some sort of something new could only be possible if there would be some sort of new gilui of Torah. On the other hand, there can't be new Gidlev Torah because we can't, you know, Zesater Loitim Mochlefes. So what will change? And the answer is the Giluyim, like Rashi says in Sheashim, the very famous Rashi, that we're Meftachim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's going to come again and be Mezgala again, and be Megalos, the Seidus, the Teres Razer, remember the Tzfunas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Megalos, the Seidus of Torah. So it's a new Torah. It's a Torah that is, was, you know, never seen or understood before, but the etzem it's gunas within the Torah that we have. That's the so the Lasid Lovoi has in itself a special knage of Razit Torah, because the only chitimtzel to be megala chiddush and not to be mechadish and not to have any Torah chadasha is dafka when you megala it through oimik. Shom nagilim is chaba oisin hadorim b'Yerushalayim roin tomeres hashchina yu simchason bach. So the people that will live Yerushalayim and see constant shechina, their simcha is bach. V'oysen adorim b'shay yoris naskira deidecha miyoyin. And he says meirocha keskir shimcha v'yitzcho yoysa misimcha shal yayin. So the gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Asid Lovoi will also be in vary by location. Those in Yerushalayim where there's a mokum of Ashras Shechina Timidis will be Simchas and Bach. Those that are outside will have the Hanoah, the Tainug of being Maske Shimcha. The point is it means that the people living outside are also kosher to that. Let's give an example. If a person has departed, somebody used to live b'shchenes to me, a very close chava, and he left, it's a goyrim for some sort of tsar. The prayer is goyrim for tsar, and even remembering that he used to live here, it's hard to call it overall pleasurable experience. It's malah gaguim, I don't have this person, and he's gone. If on the other hand, the person is coming to visit me, so I have an old friend of mine who I haven't seen in years and years and years, and now he's coming to visit. So just remembering it is also a tainuk, because there's the remembrance of the person, the zeich of the person is connected to his imminent coming. So in L'Asid Lovoi, the people living not near Yerushalayim, they won't have the darga of Ashras Ashchidit Tmidis, but they're going to be sameach from the zikaron of Shmoy. By the way, it's interesting that in the Nusach HaTfila that we say for Yontovim, we say Vismuchu V'cha, and in Shabbos we say boy and bo and bom. In Yontiv, the hadgosha of the simcha is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Yontiv, the menucha and so on is in Shabbos. The difference between the two is because Yontiv, it be'etzem the morals of Yontiv is being dovek HaKadosh Baruch Hu as such. It's the whole mitzvah of Yom Tov is that Lila Regal means we come up, we miskarev, so to speak, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the simcha is b'chol, like it says over here. B'shar ayores naskir lech miyoyin miroch yaskir shmincho v'yizcho yoyisim yisim shayayin. Meishor meivucho, shegam ha'umos yoyim yisim yisim yato. So that's the third diagram. So you have those that are in Yerushalayim, that the dovek Shechina, those that are in Sharetz Yisrael that are further away, and finally the Umis are in Mesharim Evuchot Amirumis. We spoke about this last time. Yes.
Okay.
No, so you have sometimes let us live at a time when it's mashkein akrech v'narutza, or you have the mashal David HaMelech saying al naras bavo yeshavnu. So he's projecting himself into the seat of the person who's saying that. Here also, I'm looking forward to a lasid lavoi. Shir Hashem is the shir of lasid lavoi, and I'm looking forward for. And this is the shir that we'll be saying lasid lavoi. So I mean, you have to ask yourself what pushed the goyin to say that. Let's ask ourselves the question: why would the goyin want to make these psukim connected that? It's something which lechura other kipshutoy shlomo melech saying a shir connect what's there. So the. It could be that since Shir Hashirim is on a darga of Kodesh Kodashim, it belongs to the Lasid Lavoi. This type of open speech about Avas Hashem, this tzura of Dibur, maybe is be'etzem shayach Lasid Lavoi, and that's why he would like to learn these things on Lasid Lavoi. It could be that's why. I don't. It could be that the for it to become a klolistic shira, in other words, maybe Shlomo HaMelech b'pnimiyusoy had that darga then, but for it to be a shir shirim of Klai, so he's writing it for Klai, so it's so that's shaykh, that's a reflection of Lasid Lavoi. The whole musig of the Ava being so begolui is a Lasid Lavoi type of musig. What you said before, by the way, the Malbum learns. The Malbum has a phenomenal pirish on Shir Hashirim. It's called Shir HaNefesh. It's really awesome. He learns the whole Shir Hashirim is a description of Shlomo HaMelech's personal nevuas. In other words, what does it feel like when Navi gets nevuah? He divides it up into five prakim, and it's mamish. It's extraordinary. It fits so well. Shlomo HaMelech had four gilum of nevuah that's in Tanakh, and each the way he divides up the prakim, each parak of his ends im teirvim teira eshbatas mois yoshlaim, and then that's a reflection of what a personal experience of nevuah is like. And then he says, so he learns that's the pshuta shel mikra of Shir Hashirim. The teichen of Shir Hashirim is klal yisrael's kesher to Bnei Yisrael. In other words, Shlomo HaMelech's not keeping a diary of his own dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's making it public. He's using his own tfisa in what it means in Kodesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu to include or to now be the words for klal yisrael. So I don't could. Okay, now he says v'arba psukim elu heim neged arba zman shel Yisrael. So I think he's now going back to the first pshat because it's no longer shayches to Lasid Lavoi. He's going back to the four tkufis of Yisrael. Harishish. No, it's more in the beginning. He does have a lot of Pirish Aleph and Pirish Bezes, that's constant, and he has Alpidar Chassoid, much more Soid, but I don't know, this I don't recall, but... Okay, so these are four Tkufis of Chassoid. So, Rishon Shir Hashirim Keneged Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sheba'ois HaLaylu Shoru Beis Yisrael Shira. K'ma Shekosev Ashir Yelachem K'lel Yitzkadish Chag. So the first one was a Shira. Pasik Sheni Yishakenu Hu Neged Matan Torah Kanal Ala Dibris, which is what he explained. Pasik Shlishi L'Reach Shmanecha Hu Keneged Binyan HaMishkin Sheikrivu Shivim Parnkeg, Shivim Umes Canal, and that's where he explained before, Reach Shmonecha is Shayach to everybody, to even the people far away. So the Beis HaMikdash was a Mokum Ruchni that attracted people from outside. Upasik Revi Mashcheni, Huk Neged Bias Haoretz, Shaoz Nisham HaKol. So the fourth pasuk here is Kineged. Let's just see it again inside. So the Reach Shmonecha Toivim Shemetu Akshma Kenon Sevucha. It's like he said before, the Alomis are all the Umas Olam, that they're Nene from the Reach and not the Tam, like we saw. And then let me just get to the pasuk. The fourth part, that is referring to Bias Haaretz, which is the final stage. So he says also, V'gam neged arba regalim, harishon keneged Pesach she'omu shira, hasheni keneged Shavuos shumatan Torah. Hashlishi who neged sukkah, who zechel like ifanei covid, she tolo binyan amishkan ki yadua oksiva ameviu. So now he's going to say, he's going to go on this famous shtickle over here, where he speaks about what sukkah is keneged. But I want to look at something first. So there's a four psukim keneged those four stages in Klal Yisrael. So generally speaking, it makes sense, like I think we said last time, that since there were four stages of Klal Yisrael, till they became Nizkar to Kadosh Baruch Hu totally, it makes sense that each pasuk is going to a certain Seder and is going towards there. But the way these psukim match up, l'mashal, Shira Shim is going to get some time, Sheba'oisa Leila Shorah Beis Yisrael Shira, Mashkoz Shira Lecham Kadosh Kadosh Chag. So the next one, Yishakeni is a Matan Torah, is easier. The Reach Shmonecha is keneged the Bina Mishkan with a Makriv Ayin Parzev Shivim Umis. Also, because it says Shalmechos and Spal, everybody should come and from everybody should come there, and actually Akash Baruch should answer them. But Shir Hashirim keneged Tzias Mitzrayim is interesting. If you were to pick out what's the Iker over there. I mean, would you say the Shira? I mean, Mela, the seventh day, or the Echshahu, we're talking about the first day, and Michal, to us, the Shira is another Knech in the Shevach of the Geula. So I would expect something other than Shira to typify Mitzrayim. It's not, it doesn't seem to... If I need one word to describe it, would I pick Shira Dafka? I don't know. And at Pasuk Sheni Yishakeni, yes, Yishakeni is a Chibur of Dibur, of Dibur to Dibur, and that's Matan Torah. Reach Shmonecha, which is the primary vehicle for being Mekar of people outside, it is a Reach, the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan emits Reach, there's a Reach Nechoyach over there. There's all sorts of things that the Bo, the Nochri, and so on, they're attracted by something. That seems a lot more on mark. But Shir Shirim, and it's also interesting, it's not even, the Pasuk Shir Shirim is Hakdama. It's not even talking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. He's saying Shir Shirim Asher L'Shloimoi. And then he starts Yishakeni and Mashcheni and so on. Avianai Melech. I mean, Shir Shirim is his introductory mark. It's like I always think it's a little bit funny. In the Chabatskas have a Seder learning Tanya. So good, they learn Tanya. They have a Seder, divide it up. That's wonderful. But they also learn the Sharblat with Akdash, with everything. It's like they don't they eat, you know, the meat with the bones, with the skin, with the feathers, I mean, everything. The Sharblat, everything gets learned because everything. I mean, Shir Shem Shir Shlema is the title of the book with the author's signature. Why is that the Keneged Pesach? It's something. It's Omer Darsheni. So I think it's as follows. Pesach is called Shir because it deals with something. Shira expresses something that words do not quite express it. It's a hecher thing that is too ruchni for coarse words to express it. In the Koyach HaDibur that we have a physical part of it, where I can say a table, a chair, big, short, tall, strong. When I speak prose, when I say things in regular language, the words have a very physical meaning. This is this, this is this, this is this. Okay? So it's the Dibur itself is a little more refined, but Tachlis, it basically refers to a world of physical things. When I do a Shir, I'm using words to express something that Be'etzim is not physical. It's a type of Argosha, of a Tfisa, that is not physical. So Shir means I'm now going to talk about things that Dibur itself can't express. And Klal Yisrael's the journey of getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that Diburim do not express it. Shir expresses it. So Shir Shem Shem really is the Hakdama. He's saying, I'm starting with a journey that starts in Tzias Mitzrayim, which starts the process of Shira of Klal Yisrael. So everything that's here is expressed Shiradik, which means on a partial level, when I tell you that I'm saying things in prose, I want you to take my words Pshutu Kimashmo. There's a Sefer, I think it's a Sefer Ikra, if I'm not mistaken, who says that Eidus, that Torah has to be understood literally. A person cannot understand Torah as a metaphor. And the place where he learns it from is Torah is called Eidus, Luchos Eidus, and the Shir is going to be made Bechem. It means, he says, just like HaGadus Eidus, he says Torah is called Eidus. Just like HaGadus Eidus is understood Kepshutei, if two of them come along and said, we saw Sunday Reuven kill Shimon, and then they become Huzim, and two of them come along and say, the Imona Yisem, the Eid cannot explain himself and say that when I said he killed him, I meant he embarrassed him tremendously. He ruined his chances at getting a good job. I need to take Eidus at face value, and what they say is what they mean. Or else, end of the safe. There's no such thing as Eidim Zoyimim, because Eidim will always elegantly explain themselves out of backs. So he says, Eidus, we need to take at face value. So too, Torah needs to understand at face value. And that's why, because it's, so Torah is Dipurim, and Adab, understanding it as it says, is the Ikra of Torah. Masha'in Kain, Shir Shirim is something that can't be understood literally. It's not expressed literally. It's something that's coming to be Megala, a type of Pnimius that doesn't have words for it. So that's why it's called Hashir Zeh Lachem Kileil Iskadesh Chag. We're looking for a mashal. We say the shira of that first night of Pesach. The answer is it's a certain hagdara of a matzav where we no longer with where it's only the pnimis of dibur that's working, not the chitzonis. Okay, then he says, yeah, what? Yeah. Because I'm looking at all the events now, not mitzad chitzonius, but mitzad the pnimistik kesher Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Just like if I tell you that something is a shir of ava, I mean to say that I'm describing the feelings behind it. Shir shirim is a shir of the dveikus Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's given as a shir. It can't be. We're not talking about Matan Torah as the events happen, the Kolos and the Brachim, and so on and so forth, or in the Anani Kovet. We're not describing any of it, any of the Chitzonei Shabbai, which is described in the Pesukim. I'm rather describing the Pnimei Shabbai. So there is. So they are, you know, Yetzias Mitzrayim being the start of all these events is obviously the Sheresh. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala and Ahava. So just like a person meets somebody, dates somebody, gets to like the person, becomes a chassan, gets married, and so on, there's a progression of a certain type of Pnimistik Akesha that started with. At a certain point, Shir Hashirim is Yetzias Mitzrayim starts the Mahal HaKlai Yisrael that is expressed as Shir only, a Kesh of Pnimi with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Vashlishu Kneged Sukkah Shazekh Lahekev Anan Yaakovet Shayatolu Bibinyan HaMishon Kiyidu Aksiv Vameviyu and so on. So the pasuk L'Riach Shmonecha is going connected that, but he says specifically it's connected Hekef Anani Yaakovit. This is what Sukkos is. Why is he talking about Anani Yaakovit when he's talking about where were Makriv the Shem Barakim Shem Umas? That's what he said. He said before that there's regarding like these events. So Pesach Shom of Shira clicks right on what he said. Shavuos Shumat and Torah is the Sheni fine. It's just Shekeni. Keneged Sukkos. Why does he go back again to what he just said before? He just said before that the Ayin Umis are Nikrav, and the Makrav Ayin Korban is like Ayin Umis. And that's where they get, you know, honorable mention and so on. So why does he say this over here? So I think I would like to say the following. The musik of Hekif Anani Yaakovit. So remember here, he's talking about different types of kirva. There is a personal kirva. And that is something that we'll say, let's describe it. There's the personal kesha. There's also something which has a kesha. It's not personal, it's klaliistic. Lemoshel, if I'm misyachis to a group of people, so it tends to be a close ticket. This is my, it in a day when I have a Talmud or a classroom. You know, I have a family versus a community. There's a difference in the type of kesher. By Kaddish Baruch Hu, so by me, it's very simple. It's easy to misach to one person, it's difficult to misach to a group of people, so I'm less misyachis, I'm misyachis more in general. By Kaddish Baruch Hu, it doesn't exist. But we do have a lashon to describe it. And the lashon is, it's like the difference between if I'm, if, for instance, let's say I want to tie a whole bunch of things down to my, to, let's say I have a bunch of things I'm bringing someplace. So I tie it to my car. So I take the stuff, I put it on top of the car, and I tie each piece to the car, it shouldn't fall off. There's another way to do it. I take the whole thing, I put it inside the car, and then no matter what I have, it's going to stay there. Now, it's not because there's a personal kesher with each particular item, but rather because in the kololis, I just everything is within the car. So the hanhag of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that's called to be makif, it takes in everything, irregardless of a particular merit of any particular object. So it's something which is it more in yonim on nichlal, but at a much more impersonal level. That's an hagar Kadosh Baruch Hu that's like being like that. And I covered that of being makif, and it's more or less the word that's used, and it's used in all sorts of contexts. But this is what it means approximately. So the Ananiya covered the Sukkos Ananiya covered. Ananiya covered was something that was koilal everything. It's very similar to Rosh Hashanah. It says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is dan each person, and then he's soike beskira achas the entire world. So in a type of anhaga that's klolius, they're also shaykh to it. There's a famous mushroom of Chatzel Levenstein. Someone asked, he used to push people very much living at Israel, not to move to America. He had his issues with America, and but someone asked him, but he didn't. He used to say it as the Maila about Israel. So someone asked him like what the Maila is. So he gave a mashal. He said, when I make a simcha, I sit down and think, who in town should I invite? So Reuven from this shul, and Levi from that shul, and Naftali from the other shul. But in the shul that I'm davening, after davening I give a clap, and I say, the ganze Olam zayiland of Kiddush. So he said, when Mashiach comes, there'll be a big Kiddush. He said, if you're local, you get invited by everybody. If you're not local, then somebody has to make a decision that you're close enough to invite in. That was the mashal he gave. Al Kaponim, in a type of anhaga, which is makif a lot, it's something which is, it's like the mashal, a person is in a yeshiva, there's 1,000 bachnei, and there's a very, very big Rosh Yeshiva. But I never had any personal kashayas with him. So I'll say I learned by him. I didn't have a personal kasha, but it was the ruach. He gave a ruach in the makim, and this sort of was the metzias over there. But I'll be mafchin between somebody that's a klolistic kasha personal. The Mishkan was a klolistic kasha with the world, and b'meile was possible to be machlal umasalim as well. That I think is why the zeicha, the heck of an Ananiya covered was a gilui of an hager that's makif. And the anonym took around everybody. And the man, this guy was closer, this guy was further, this guy was this. The anonym was a type of an hager that takes everything around. And b'meila, that's what it's like. That's the. Especially what? Well, better than that, it would explain the eged of the dal minim, the musig of the mitzvah me'agid, except for esrig, which stands alone, but you hold it together. That's mamish a muscle of klal yisrael with everyone else. It's the dogma of there are things that with a hekif, they it's makif everything, but not in a particular way. Okay, good. Hold it in, Mr. Okay. Take care, man. You too, Kol Tovah.